I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi, Andy. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm in holiday mood this evening. And it could be because my partner and I have spent the week planning our holidays for next year. Or maybe it's down to the questions that I've had this week. And I've got questions here from Joe, from Simon, from Chris. I'm not sure if Joe and Chris are male or female. And from Sarah. And they're all asking pretty much the same question. They're saying, my partner wants to go on holiday without me. Should I let them go? And we've had one saying, I want to go away on holiday with my friends. My partner won't let me. And I've bundled them together because they're pretty much the same sort of thing. And there are a number of issues at play here, and I'm going to try and unpack them for you as much as I can. First of all, my partner wants to go away without me. Now, a lot of times in my practice, in the sessions I have with my private clients, there is fear about the partner wanting to go away without them. The partner who is going to be left at home worries that the partner doesn't want to be with them, that the partner doesn't want them to go. And then, of course, the subconscious mind comes into play and starts telling them all sorts of things are going to happen whilst they're not there. And before you know it, we are accusing our partner of having an affair, I don't know, of going to orgies, simply because they said they want to go away on a break without us. And we need to look at that and look at what is going on. It's our own fear that is being projected there. Yes, if you have evidence that your partner has been unfaithful when they've been away from you before, it's understandable where that fear comes from. But the majority of clients I speak to don't have that experience. What they have is that experience from a previous relationship that they are projecting onto their current relationship. And it doesn't matter whether the relationship they are currently in is a new relationship or whether they've been together for 5, 10, 20 or 30 years. If you have been hurt in a past relationship and you have not dealt with that hurt, with that pain, with that anger, with that trauma, then you are carrying that with you into your next relationship, into your current relationship. And you have to ask, what has this partner done to gender such a response from you? Now, I'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. But I also want to say, why shouldn't your partner go away without you? If you recall back to my last session, I talked about the acronym KINKY, kind, interesting or interested, nurturing, keen, and yourself. And if we bear that acronym in mind, we know that in order to remain interested and interesting and keen on each other, we need to have hobbies, have pastimes, have things we do for ourselves that make us, so that actually, we have something to talk about. We have something to share. We have experiences that we can describe and we can get enthusiastic about. It's no different, in essence, to your partner liking to watch the football on a Saturday night or to watch game shows on a Saturday night, and you not liking the same things on TV or not liking the same books or the same genre of music. It's exactly the same issue at play. It's just that when our partner is reading a different book to us or watching a different TV program to us or supporting a football team when we want to go and watch ice hockey, Invariably, those are things that we do together or within the same vicinity as each other. Whereas a holiday means you are physically apart, whether that be a weekend break with friends, a winter ski holiday, a winter sun holiday, or a summer break with friends. I have lots of women come to me and say, but he wants to go on a golfing holiday with his mates, and I don't know. And very often, it's not the partner that they are concerned about. They are concerned about one of the people within the group who has perhaps known for chasing other women, chasing other men, and they are worried that that behavior will rub off on their partner. And there's no reason for it to. If you have no evidence of your partner, your current partner, having been unfaithful to you, having behaved in the way that you were fearful of in the past, then you have to ask yourself, where is that fear come from? Where is that distrust coming from? And if you really dig deep, if you really reflect on that, you are likely to find there will be a relationship in your past that it has come from. And you're carrying that fear from that past relationship, you're carrying that hurt, you're carrying that pain and that trauma, as I have said, into your current relationship and projecting that onto your partner. And that's really difficult for your partner to deal with as well, particularly if they know there is no reason for you to think that about them. It's also very difficult if they know your past, if they know that's the issue, because a loving partner will do everything they can to avoid you having to go through the same issues again. And it's not fair, and it's not right actually, for you to stop them from doing the things they love because of something somebody else has done. There's that saying, isn't there, that being angry at somebody is like drinking poison yourself and expecting the other person to die. Because if the other person has done something to you and they're carrying on with their life, they've gone on, they're having a great life, but you are still holding that anger, that fear, that contempt for them. All that is doing is eating you up. It is stopping you from moving forward. It is stopping you from living your best life. And we need to address that. So if you think those are the maybe the reasons why you are worried about your partner having a holiday without you, going away for a weekend or doing anything without you, then get in touch. Get in touch with andy@theloveshow.co.uk and ask a specific question. Or get in touch with me. Again, email into andy@theloveshow.co.uk. He will forward your email on to me and I can reach out to you. But it's not fair on you or your partner to stop them from going away and having fun on their own, having the holiday they want, just because you are worried about something that has happened to you in a past relationship. Now, I will be back very shortly and I will talk a bit more about this then. But in the meantime, if you do have any questions around this or do have any questions about anything else to do with your relationship, send an email to andy@theloveshow.co.uk. I'll see you, let's speak to you later. Thanks, Andy. Well, do you know what? Talking about holidays is reminded me of one of the first holidays my partner and I went on. And he has been a lifelong skier. He was in the Marines, he skied lots of black runs. I've never skied. And he had booked a ski holiday with some friends not long after we first got together. So he said, well, why don't you come? You can go to ski school and we'll meet up in the afternoons or the evenings and we'll have the holiday together. But he'd ski the black runs, I would ski the nursery slopes. And that sounded great in principle. But let me tell you, that holiday nearly broke us because I was so scared of going skiing. I actually got expelled from three ski schools because I was too much of a danger to myself and others because of my fear. It meant that he didn't feel it was fair to leave me on my own during the days. So he didn't do the skiing he wanted. And he was incredibly frustrated because it was one holiday he'd been really looking forward to and he likes to do all of the time. So, of course, we both ended up coming back from that holiday angry at each other. I was angry that I'd let myself get talked into going skiing. He was angry that I hadn't been able to ski and had therefore ruined his holiday. And equally, I felt bad because I'd been saying to him, well, I'm quite happy. I've got some books. I can have a wander around the town. I'll sit and drink coffee. I will read. I will have a wander. But he didn't feel he could do that to me. So we made a pact there and then that in the future we would have a holiday together every year and we would have some holidays apart so that we could explore and embrace our own loves and our own style of holiday. Now, it's something that we laugh about now because it was so disastrous. But, it does have a massive impact on relationships. As I said earlier, if people don't go away on holiday on their own, it's usually a sign of something else going on in the relationship. And we talked about trust and we talked about carrying things from past relationships into our current relationship and projecting those onto our new partner. And I want to mention a little bit about epigenetics. Now, I know it's late in the evening, so I'm not going to go into too much science here. But epigenetics is the science that explores past trauma. And the trauma that we are carrying in our DNA that happened to our ancestors. Now, bear with me on this because it is a bit of a mind bend. But there is a belief, and it's scientifically proven, that within our DNA, we carry a very, very small percentage of the DNA of our grandmothers. So if they were in any way traumatized when they were pregnant with our mother, the egg that created us was present in our mother, and some of that trauma has been passed through the DNA. And if people want any books about this, please email andy@theloveshow.co.uk and I can let you know some really good books to read about this as well. But it then talks about the types of trauma that people may have experienced, our ancestors may have experienced. And sticking with that, if our grandmothers experienced unfaithful partners and that caused them some trauma, that trauma will be within our DNA. And it is quite possible that that is the trauma we are subconsciously responding to when our partner says, I want to go away with the boys, I want to go away on a girls' week. And we react in what we feel is reasonable by saying, but you can't, I'm not going to let you. But we have no basis for that. Earlier, I talked about our basis for being fearful of our partner going away because we'd had a past relationship where somebody had been unfaithful to us. Now I'm talking about us having fear and feeling that our partner shouldn't go away without us, but having no reason to back that up, having no evidence. And it's possible that that evidence comes from trauma that we are storing in our DNA, and it is our subconscious mind that is actually reacting to the prospect of our partner going away. Now, I know it's a lot to get your head around, which is why I've said there are some books out there. If you are interested in discovering more about this, please email andy@theloveshow.co.uk and I will let you have some details of some books that you can read more about the subject of epigenetics. But in short, it is a good thing to allow your partner to go away without you. It's a good thing for you to go away without your partner. It is a good thing for you both to have separate hobbies. Before you got together, you were two individual people. Two individual people are coming together to create one unit. You are not creating a whole. Let's not think about that term. It's he's my other half, she's my other half, they're my better half. We are not half a person before we met our partner. We were a whole person with whole ideas, whole lives, whole dreams, whole wishes. The other person comes into our life to enhance that, to make it better. But they don't come in to make it whole. The best and healthiest relationship you can have is to allow, to enable your partner to go and pursue their dreams, their wishes, and their hobbies. Allow them to do that. Let them do that with good grace. Look forward to them coming back. And believe you me, you will strengthen your relationship in ways you didn't think possible. It takes a big leap of faith to say to your partner, yes, go on the boys' holiday. Yes, go on the girls' weekend. But ultimately, if you have reason not to trust your partner, you have to ask yourself why. And you have to deal with that issue in the relationship, not the issue of them going away or wanting time away from you. I've talked enough this evening, but I will be back next week. Send any questions, any queries, any concerns to andy@theloveshow.co.uk, and I will answer them next week. I'm Deb Morgan, your resident expert here on The Love Show. Have a great week.
Join me in the next solo session, where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.